Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On my way in, I just grab them at the CVS because it's easier than running back down, getting a Red Bull, and then coming back up. You know, if I can make it just more efficient by having everything ready to go, it's easier.
That
simple.
What if I'm not thirsty that day? You got a dud Red Bull sitting there.
It will keep in the fridge, I promise you.
They have a decent shelf life, yes.
I was a safety patrol on my school bus, Mike. The safety patrols.
Man, I forgot how long your path to dorkdom has lasted.
But
you wore it. Did you wear the vest?
No, I just carried the badge, actually. It was a silver badge on a belt.
It was a sash. You wore a sash.
And it said, Mr. Safety Patrol, 1982. I had very few people on my bus. So, I mean, it was really just
it was
not a big deal.
Job.
It was not a big deal.
No, there are only so many dorks you can get in school on one bus.
Oscar, you would know this. You're a tech guy.
Yes.
Is the plural of computer mouse, is it mice or is it mouses?
Oh, yeah. Bring me the mouses.
Yeah.
It feels
computer
better on my mouse.
It's maces, and I hate them to pieces.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sorry for the late start. We had some, Oscar had some stuff he had to take care of other location for Podcast Village. And right before we started taping, we're taping roughly 10:15 this morning, a.m. Eastern time. This came to me at 10:04 a.m., right before showtime.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Where is it? No, that's the wrong one. Let me see which one came in here. Here we go.
Yep.
I'm sorry. No, I was wrong about the time. 9:58 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
This is what drives our show right here. This is what keeps our show alive and all the business. Mm. We're always working for you. Matty Masiello requests $10. / Tuesday's rant. The Venmo request. That's awesome. I love that more than, you know what? If only certain people could get that. I'm an easy guy to figure out. You know, she's got me figured out.
Yep.
That is very, very special. You'll have that this afternoon, Maddie, or actually when the show's
over. You've got to move some money around.
I got to move a few things. I didn't hear about anyone from the great Dullard, though. You know, never would that happen.
No.
You know, no. So.
Well,
you
he's
know,
too scared.
Yeah, well, he is, and that's why I don't like that.
Well, he's making his money elsewhere by black marketing Red Bull to Oscar. Do you know about this?
Oh, my God.
No, I heard you guys talking about Pony and Red Bull, and then I've got another insider story about the show that I have to share with everybody.
Oh, good.
So let's hear the Pony thing first.
Okay,
I'd like to hear it.
So for whether, usually, for I would say.
How's that?
For the past 2 weeks, I've gotten back into Red Bull. Just 2 weeks. And I'll get off and move on to back to liquid IV.
Good for you and good for your teeth.
And so there's some, and this is weird, and you're going to think I'm crazy, and I'll wait for the emails and the messages. That's why I don't go on the forums anymore. Is when Matt Bloom, when I initially started asking him to get me things, I would Venmo him money after he went and got it. But there was some satisfaction, Mike, in seeing him do something by getting up out of his little room and going downstairs to CVS and coming back.
Yeah, fresh air is good for him.
And I felt like he was pained every time he did it, but it brought me joy. And I would pay him.
Give me a candy bar, Dracula.
Make sure you Venmo me the money.
So as of...
That's a better bat. Rob does a better bat.
Why I hate bats, so they're on the mind. Okay.
As of maybe the third day, last Wednesday, we're 3 days into me asking him to do things.
Right.
Yeah.
I would ask him for a Red Bull, and he'd just walk in from the other room with a Red Bull.
Immediately. Mm-hmm. Your wish would be granted.
Yeah, but it should bring someone joy. Be like, this guy is so efficient, and he's figured out how to like simplify his life because he can see what's coming.
Right.
Right.
I take it a completely different way that he's so lazy that he doesn't want to walk down to the store to get me a fresh one. And he's so cheap.
Oh, now you're being way too demanding.
That he's gone.
A fresh Red Bull?
It's the same one like that it
saying,
would be.
That's like saying I want a fresh Twinkie.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to drive to the factory. We all have our things. This is mine.
A fresh
I'm so sorry.
Red Bull? That's, I mean, it's I could, not even produce. If you said chilled, a fresh Red Bull. You simply want to see him get his ass up and make the effort. Yeah. That's what you like. That's what you get off on.
That's what drives
because you
me.
Live in a tiny house and that you have to get pleasure somewhere.
Well,
and I totally get it. Just own it. That's
I don't know
all.
If you heard it. After he got the Red Bull, he was so dissatisfied. He said, Pony, I want to see you
he
walk.
Was so what?
Dissatisfied.
He was so what?
He was so dissatisfied.
You said dissatisfied.
Did I?
Yes.
Yes, you created a new word.
He was so dissatisfied that he said, Pony, I want to see you walk. Get me a paper towel.
Please.
Just
please.
A paper towel.
Right.
Dance, monkey, dance.
No. Mm-hmm. The other side is this. It's financial. What bulk store did he go to get these? And
well,
I'm breaking them off. And I'm breaking
Let's bring
them off.
Him in. Let's
a
bring $5 Matthew Bloom into the
each
equation.
Time yes. He brings me one of these. So he's coming up like 7-Up every time he rolls by me.
First of all, I think we just had an example of it. I respect the people that are associated with this show doing what they can to count the pennies and, yeah. and make a little
sure.
money off of us with the rules. Let's ask Matthew Bloom, where'd you get those Red Bulls and tell us the story?
What's your protocol?
Well, you know, I on my way in, I just grab them at the CVS because it's easier than running back down, getting a Red Bull, and then coming back up. You know, if I can make it just more efficient by having everything ready to go, it's easier.
It's that simple.
This makes
it's
sense.
That, there it is. It's that, I'm all.
What if
I'm on
not
Team
thirsty
Bloom on
that
this
day?
One.
What if I'm not thirsty that day? You got a dud Red Bull sitting there.
It will keep in the fridge, I promise you.
They have a decent shelf life, yes.
It will keep in the fridge, I promise you.
That's funny.
So, yeah. He's just managing his time. What you talk about all the time.
Yes.
Managing his time.
I think it's lazy.
That's it. Well, that's because that's what you and I say that about everybody.
That is
that's
true.
The way we
that
roll.
That is true. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's with lazy and initiative.
I stand
and
corrected.
Balls
I stand corrected. I stand
drive
corrected.
Us nuts. For all the people that might be the victims of us discussing that, just be mindful. It's simple. It's a simple formula.
Yeah.
You know, you pull the ballsy move once in a while, it's helpful. But I think it's also within the DNA. I think there are people that can do that and people that can't. I don't think Pony could fire off that Venmo request like Matty Masiello. I just don't think it could happen.
Not in his makeup.
I'm too scared.
But what am I going
to
do?
If you
scream
wanted
you?
To, Matty, you could basically become the middleman or middlewoman here.
Middleman.
Where you could go and say, Pony, I'll request that off your phone, but then you have to Venmo me 20%. That's $2 off that $10.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that I would definitely take a percentage.
There is a reason why Matty Masiello is Matty Masiello, and why even though we have never had personal contact outside of years ago, that that I can say this is perfection because she didn't say request $20 for.
Both of
Wednesday
us
for both of us. Mm. No, so she stands alone.
Yes.
On that, and I like that.
Mike, I believe
just like Mussolini.
Well, the phrase you're looking for is the cheese stands alone.
The cheese stands alone.
Exactly.
Yeah. High cheese.
Yes.
All the way with that, and there it is right now. And now I have it on my other computer. I have it on my computer.
He's got to move some money around.
Exactly.
I know how to do the Venmo. I'm very excited. Now I'm glad we cleared that up at the beginning of the show. So. We are making some changes. I've mentioned it. I'm being a little cryptic. That is by design. That next week on the show, hopefully, we will be instituting a few minor changes that will make your listening and viewing experience a little bit better. And I'm excited about it. And it's nothing over the top, but I think it's little things you will notice. So with that said, some equipment has made its way down here to...
Yes.
And if Oscar or Maddie or Pony or Rob could inform me, the most recent equipment is that keyboard and the little Apple product that came. Could somebody explain to me how that made its way down here? I'm just kind of curious.
So, yes, I purchased with our corporate card, our TMOS corporate card, which is not a corporate card, just a PayPal card.
Yeah,
right.
We purchased a new Mac Mini with the M1 chip. And it went from the
apples. You didn't get another massage when you were doing that, did
no,
you?
No, no, no. I only do that on Wednesdays,
to.
Mike.
I have to. Today. It's like there's nothing that's in me, and I can't. Oh. I'm sitting saying, you don't need to say this. He helps you out all the time.
You snooze, you lose. I'm telling you.
I just can't help myself. Yeah. I can't help myself. Yeah. I can't help myself. So you purchased this piece of equipment, which we had discussed that
you
was going to be on its
this
way.
This was sanctioned.
You would inform me a day or two ago that it's on its way down here. So, but I'm curious about.
It was messengered to the office. Because that's what they do now.
The package was messengered.
The Apple
Store messengered it to you.
Yes.
Okay.
To the office. Maddie Masiello received it in her office.
Okay.
And I said, Maddie, let's get this to Mike via FedEx, and let's send him a keyboard as well, and then we will follow up with the camera and peripherals, etc.
Right.
So
All right. So that's where we take it from you. So Maddie, you received this. Maddie, how, so the little, Mac piece of equipment and the keyboard piece of equipment, how was that pre-wrapped? Was that packaged before it went out from where you are to where I am?
The Mac Mini was, the keyboard and the mouse were extras that we had lying around Podcast Village. So I wrapped those in bubble wrap and then included that with the pre-packaged computer.
In all in one box, I'm guessing.
Yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Did the box come from somewhere else, or was the box at Podcast Village?
I believe the box was at Podcast Village.
All right. So then now I know where the source of it, and I'm glad. And then from Podcast Village, it came out, and it was shipped down
through
to me.
Federal Express, if I'm not mistaken.
Through Federal Express. Yeah. So yesterday, last evening, actually, when I came home, a bit drunk. Sorry, gotta tell.
That's all right.
Well, you had a late start today, Mike.
That's it.
No,
you know, I don't brag. I don't brag about my golf exploits. I really don't. But sometimes I can't help myself. I played with the varsity yesterday. Okay, I played with the varsity. The guy, the champions, the younger
and you
guys,
well?
The guys. I shot a 77 from the back tees.
Wow!
I am super super excited. I'm young man. I am young man. No longer fat. Super strong. I have made fire. I didn't win, but I still came out looking good
and you kept up.
One
That's
of the guys,
awesome.
One of the guys that a younger guy than me, a better golfer than me, almost a scratch golfer, almost a perfect golfer, says to me, well, you know, you got to play yourself in and you can play yourself out. I said, what do you mean? So it goes week to week. I'm like, whoa. And that's pressure, man. Mm-hmm. Like diamond pressure. I was just like, and I stood up to the challenge.
So you will likely be invited. You'll
played
be
in months.
You'll be invited back now.
I'm in next week.
Do you think that the pressure actually helped you?
Yes.
Yeah. Of course. Sure.
Who are you talking to? You know.
Right on.
Built on pressure.
Well, you know, you know the pressure. Even those stage shows, you raise your game.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We like that.
You're
the
a
three
monster
of us
beforehand.
Like
we all get
That's
up there and kill.
We like it.
We do.
Somebody said there was if we were auditioning today and there were some people that were out there saying they're going to buy a gazillion dollars of advertising on your show if you have a great show, we would all rise to the occasion.
Oh,
of course,
absolutely.
I know that. That's where we
are. Absolutely.
So you're included in that. And because I know it. I know it for a fact. So anyway, I came home and I'm a little tipsy whipsy because I had a couple of beersy weersies.
Well, you
with
celebrate,
the guys. Just happy, just in a good mood. And I forgot that apparently there were packages that had arrived. So this morning, I wake up. I had three beers. Okay. That's me being tipsy. But that's enough to me with the way I drink now to be tipsy whipsy. Okay?
Well, the third beer is when you feel it. That's when
okay,
you feel
it. Was four. It was four. It was four. Oscar.
10,
all right. It was
30.
Four.
Okay.
No, I don't think it was five. I don't think it was five.
Definitely
four
eight.
Makes
definitely
me want
eight.
To have five.
Definitely.
But
eight.
No, it was four. It was four. And so, well, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it was six.
Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had two on the course.
Yeah, you got to carry the two.
Yeah. It was two on the course.
Sounds like you're doing long division.
Decided I was playing so well, I'd have a little toddy out there. Sorry, middle of the week.
Do beers from the beer cart on the course, do they count? I don't think they count.
They don't have a beer cart. No, they don't
the
have cart a beer
beers.
Cart down here.
Yeah, I don't think they count.
They don't have a beer cart.
They have a full bar?
Or a beer girl. They
Go.
Don't have that here. Okay. Wish they did, but they don't. Not at our
A club. Drone?
Not at Female Acres.
Beer drone.
Drone.
They're not going to do that. Hot girl driving a golf cart.
Sure. Hi. Hi, baby.
Yeah, running joke at Cocoonville Country Club. You know what they call a hot girl at Cocoonville Country Club?
What?
A guest. Anyway,
you know what you call a drummer in a three-piece suit?
What's that?
The defendant.
The defendant. Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to tell you, I don't know how that was related. Hey. But, so I received the package, and Carla says, you have a package. I only opened it this morning. So I take it over to the kitchen table. I see one little thing that's from a company. Then another thing. I said, oh, that's from us. I just based on it was not bad packaging, but it was what we get when we're sending stuff.
Right.
You can tell somebody that's not a packing person sent this along. It just looks like that. You know, I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just saying it looks like. And so I slice it open. And take off the tape. I slice one. It's very well packaged, by the way.
Yes.
Lots of that packing tape.
Yeah.
Like so the kind of packing tape that says, I want to be make sure that nobody can get into this and I don't do this professionally.
Good.
So as I open one flap, I open another flap. And sitting in the middle of the top of the cardboard, sitting there, is a perfect, tiny, little cockroach. That is still alive, much alive. A cocky roach that has made its way down from Washington, D.C. all the way down. My initial thought was, where did Oscar send this from his, you know, his vermin-infested domicile? I thought your house first. I did.
Well, then it would be La Cucaracha.
But I thought, you know, with all the rats and rats on the east side, bedbugs uptown.
Right.
Look at me. I'm in tatters.
Hoo-ah. I'm in shatters.
So I don't know. And so the.
That was the luckiest day of that cockroach's life. He left the frozen north of Washington, D.C.
And
he
arrived. Not today.
No, but he arrived in sunny Florida.
No.
He thought,
no, I killed
that city.
Oh.
I've never seen a roach at the new facility. Maddie?
I haven't either. Maybe it got its way like in the interim, you know,
this
maybe
is
in
definitely
a FedEx facility.
Let me just, because there's no bugs here either, and even if it was at the Wisconsin Avenue,
we don't have any roaches.
Well,
here.
You know what? Let me go get the empty box and let's take a look at it.
All right, please do.
I'm gonna get the empty box and we're gonna analyze whether it may be in transit.
Well, lots of tape. You know, they can get in small crevices. Yeah, they're wily.
Look, this is an old building. The new building is Bristol.
Yeah.
As you would say.
Yeah. And so did the keyboard and the mouse both come from the new building, right? They were over there, not here.
I've just never seen bugs in the other building. That's the thing.
That's true.
I've seen bugs outside this building.
You can say sometimes when you leave Wisconsin Avenue and you're walking the street, it's like going to the zoo.
You're like, look, there's that big mouse that's just running around town.
I saw something scurrying. Oh, sweet.
That's a Federal Express box. Yeah, that's a brand name box.
Scurrying under the dumpster.
What's that?
What is that?
Leafs? I don't know.
A leaf.
It's a leaf in your box? That's not from here. That's a Florida specimen.
Yeah, I think you're right.
What is
that? Here's the mouse. I didn't take that out yet.
Now we should be specific. It's not an actual rodent mouse. It's a computer mouse, wireless mouse.
A computer mouse.
You know what it is? It's a magic mouse.
Magic mouse.
So, Madeline, these boxes, we've got a bunch of FedEx boxes lingering around podcast. Is that where this box came from?
Yes, that is correct.
All right. So you'll notice there's no seam here, but you'll note the sealed package on the bottom.
Yeah.
That is a very thorough job of packing. And so I'm looking... And, you know, there is a pot. Yep, there it is right there. So a roach, I'm not going to discount the transit. Roach could have easily gotten in there, you know. And
Roach is saying, you know, I'm sick and tired of this snow and wet. I'm headed to Florida.
Mike, let me see if there are any brothers and sisters that might have gone. I was faking it.
Is there a possibility that Bloom, who was on location when that was sent out, knew that was going to you, and he got into the packing system and said, I'll show him.
Oh, so it's like a prank.
Yeah.
This is good for the core. This is really good for the core right here. Here we go.
Mike is hugging the bubble wrap. And I'm afraid if I were to hug myself that hard, the popping sound would be something else.
That looks almost painful.
Yeah. That's excellent bubble wrap.
That is fun. So anyway, that's what happened to me with this.
I'm sorry about the roach.
It was really freaky. I'm talking about alive. Alive, but stunned because he didn't scatter when he saw the light of day. He was kind of just sitting like there going, oh my God, when's this going to be over? And it was over very shortly thereafter.
So
and
now you're saying
seven-year-old
that
was like,
he's craving
what is
death?
It, Dad? What is it, Dad? What is it? It's a cockroach, Michael.
You didn't scream and stand.
Your godfather said a cockroach.
Mike, you didn't scream and stand on the table like on a 1940s cartoon.
It's a cockroach. he was a handful anyway because he had a middle of the week birthday party because it was our neighbor, his new friends.
Your friends.
Which is great. That's why we moved, guys, have friends. And he had one in the middle of the day.
But the middle of the day is fine, but middle of the week? That seems odd.
Because they did it on the birthday. And apparently they're taking
COVID
a trip
times,
today.
Everyone's home. You know?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. How did they handle the distancing and stuff? Was it responsibly done?
Oh, very responsible. Yeah, good. I wasn't there. I don't know.
Happy birthday. I got you a roach.
The wrong type of roach.
That's right.
Something else in here.
Drug culture.
Oh.
What's that?
Oh, Shima, fresh flower food. Mm. That must have been a pro flower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want to put
that
in the
logo for... Wait.
Yeah, they come with the full of flowers. You put it in the vase.
All right.
Mm. Get him, Mike. Get him. Get him.
Killer.
Show that air.
This is quality entertainment.
You got to do it. You closer to the mic. Closer to the mic, if you don't mind.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you can't hear it?
Well, you can, but...
Better.
I'll do one last. I don't have many more.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. ASMR.
Is this the Pro Flowers logo?
The worst ASMR ever.
Right?
Yeah, it's not great.
This looks like that looks like a Publix logo. That's not a Pro Flowers logo, is it?
I think that is Pro Flowers, yeah. It's a hold P, on. Right?
Publix, yeah. Wrong. Publix.
Looks like
Publix.
It looked like it.
But anywho, so this is the, I have my mouse.
Like moving
very
forward,
exciting.
We're going to make sure that you don't have any vermin when they leave any of the packaging plants.
That's right. A quick spray of Raid.
Yeah.
And a visual inspection?
No problem. Oh, Mike, see, you're not gentle with things.
No, it's not me, pal. This came right out of the box.
You can fix that. No problem.
This loosely was stored in the box.
That's Mads.
This was loosely styled.
That was bubble wrapped. I don't know what
it was.
To tell
bubble wrapped, loosely bubble wrapped. Okay. So within the it was not secured.
No mice were hurt in the making of this mouse.
Oh yeah, and that's another thing. When you Oscar, you would know this. You're a tech guy.
Yes.
Is the plural of computer mouse? Is it mice, or is it mouses?
Oh, yeah. Bring me the mouses.
Yeah,
it feels
computer
better on my
mouses.
Mouth.
It's maces, and I hate them to pieces. This mouse either has had a rough journey prior to it being packed, or nothing but the finest for your favorite
Mr.
podcast.
O'Mara,
I'm
Mr.
curious.
O'Mara.
Did the cockroach have
spare
a small?
No expense.
Did the cockroach have a tiny screwdriver? Because maybe he loosened the mouse.
Maybe the cockroach got out of the mouse itself. Maybe it was there. Have there been any incident? You're in a city location,
yes,
a downtown
yes,
city.
Yes.
By the way, where is my hand sanitizer after all this touching?
Josie Grossi.
Timely reference.
Where the hell's my hand sanitizer? I always keep it handy.
Where's my hand sanitizer?
Anyway, I don't. Carla's gone. I don't have anybody to yell at.
I got some, Mike.
Where's the goddamn hand sanitizer? You're supposed to keep it in the studio. I thought it was in here. Yeah, you thought it was in here. Where the hell is it? Thank you. That doesn't count as a rant.
No, it was a bit.
Anywho.
But look how you play mind games. Oscar just used hand sanitizer. He had absolutely no need to.
Yeah, because once you... Because
I know where mine is.
Right.
It.
Mine's right over there if I need it. Should I need it?
Oh, hold on. There it is. Nope, that's it. Mike O'Mara business cards.
Like
all right. Yes, sir. All the stuff I've got. Okay, absolutely. A child's plastic lobster.
Aww.
Isn't that fantastic?
And an actual
one
roach.
Of 500 or 600 dongles that I have standing by. Some lens cleaner.
Ooh.
Yeah, some fabulous lens cleaner. A pair of scissors and some Velcro wrap. Yeah, what do I have in my studio? The microphone Oscar gave me that I still use after all these years.
Aww.
That's the way things ought to be bought. Yes,
that's
it's
sweet.
Fantastic. What else do we have as we move on down the line?
Here's Johnny Gilbert to tell you what he's got.
It's a pink Sharpie. No, it's a pink highlighter. It's a yellow highlighter. Oh, boy. It's a USB cable for a recording device I no longer use.
Always be prepared.
That's right.
That's the motto of this show.
Anyhow, so it made its way down here. And
that's one piece of the new pieces.
Fine.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
So when's the real, when are we going to get the
real deal?
The real deal.
That'll be shipped out today.
I've been asking for that. Why today? We're doing the thing on Monday.
Yeah, but Mike, we had a hard time finding a silverfish to put in it.
You can start the show with that. That was a vermin joke. Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My God, I actually pity those poor bastards we're going up against. By God, I do. We're not just going to shoot the bastards. We're going to cut out their living guts and use them to grease the treads of our tanks. We're going to murder those lousy Hun bastards by the bushel. Now, some of you boys, I know, are wondering whether or not you'll chicken out under fire. Don't worry about it. I can assure you that you will all do your duty. The Nazis are the enemy. Wade into them. Spill their blood. Shoot them in the belly. When you put your hand into a bunch of goo that a moment before was your best friend's face, you know what to do.
You want to see me, General?
Oh, yes, Chaplain. I'm sick and tired of Third Army having to fight the Germans. The Supreme Command, no gasoline, and now this ungodly weather. I want a prayer, a weather prayer.
Weather prayer, sir?
Yes, let's see if you can't get God working with us in this thing.
Gonna take a pretty thick rug for that kind of praying.
I don't care if it takes a flying carpet.
No, I don't know how this is gonna be received, General. Praying for good weather so we can kill our fellow man.
Well, I can assure you, sir, because of my intimate relations with the Almighty, if you write a good prayer, we'll have good weather. I expect that prayer within an hour.
You magnificent bastard, I read your book!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Winkelman, Arizona, Gold Vein, Virginia, New Braunfels, Texas, Gladstone, Missouri, Colbert, Washington, and Copacabana, Bolivia on the shore of Lake Titicaca.
Thank
is
you.
It the shores or the shore?
The shore.
Is
it the shore? Shores of the... Lake Titicaca? I think both work.
It's one, on one of the shore.
Yeah.
On the shore of Lake Titicaca. I just wanted to say it again. The show today brought to you by Pro Flowers. We love you, Pro Flowers. We do. That was nice. I get one line to read at the beginning of the spot. It's because I had to run and get the sanitizer. We love you, Pro Flowers, and there's no better time to talk about Pro Flowers because Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I just got some Pro Flowers delivered for Carla, which I did. And you can't believe how beautiful they are. She loves them. Fresh, fragrant. I don't know how they do it, but they last. They last. They still look as pretty as the day they got here. The flowers are a great Valentine's Day gift for your special someone, mom, or your galentine. Pro Flowers are the thoughtful way to say, I'm thinking of you, or even a nice everyday addition to your own home. For a limited time only, you can save 20% on your next purchase from Pro Flowers by using promo code TMOS at proflowers.com. If you're going to buy flowers, you might as well buy the best and make it easy on yourself and your wallet. Proflowers.com. If you're looking for a Valentine's gift for your spouse, mom, or galentine, check out Pro Flowers. For a limited time only, you can save 20% using promo code TMOS at proflowers.com. That's proflowers.com, promo code TMOS, and great to have them back on the show. If you want to look at things, I think that's a good sign for the world that we're back to having a nice relationship with Pro Flowers.
Love them.
Yes.
And may they be with us for a very long, long
every
time.
Occasion.
Yes.
Yeah. So plans. We got the vermin out of the way here and the package.
How did you kill it? Did you step on it?
I squeezed it to death with a paper towel.
Ah,
it was nice. A little one. It was the city cock. It was that. Yeah. That's what grossed me out. If it's down here and it's about that big, believe it or not, I'd be less freaked out.
They call palmetto bugs down there, right?
Palmetto. Well, they're outside. They come from outside.
The restaurants closing has really hit the overall lifespan and their girth.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing.
Their bottom line has been changed.
See, I don't think so. I think they survive no matter what. I think they survive nuclear holocausts. They don't care. Cockroaches can survive. They probably eat cardboard. They probably survive on it. A cockroach can live for like a week with its head off. Well, that's what a cockroach.
You know what cockroaches used to subsist on? They subsist on the glue they used to use to make paper bags in grocery stores, the big flat bottom bags. So a lot of times you would get paper bag orders at the store and there'd be roaches in them because they lived on the glue.
I shared the story about my father pulling a little cockroach out of my mother's ear when I was a kid, right? I think I've told you guys this, right?
I believe yeah.
I don't remember. An immigrant give us a quick
family
refresher
in
on
Blair
that.
House, Silver Spring.
Where the vice president lives?
No, Silver Spring, Maryland.
Isn't Blair House across from the... Yeah.
That's Blair House is they either put up guests there sometimes or the president.
Like prime ministers that come
in. Yeah, but this is the Blair House next to Silver Spring Metro Center in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Well, that's probably where they should put the prime minister because of the metro access.
Absolutely.
You get me? Here you go, Mrs. Thatcher. Here's a fare card.
Yeah.
Next stop, White House.
All right. So she was in a motel or a hotel?
No, we were living in the apartment.
Oh,
we were guy.
A planned community, Mike.
Yeah, an apartment, a planned community.
Well, they planned it, didn't they?
Yes.
They didn't just build and make it up as they went.
I remember roach stories from being in apartments. Yeah. Part of the deal.
I think it's commonplace.
Mm-hmm. And
I remember my dad having tweezers to her ear and pulling. We were all little kids in the bedroom.
I remember you told us this story.
Yeah. Nasty.
Pulling out of her ear.
Yeah.
Oh, so gross.
Was it agony for her? Was she in a lot of pain?
Yeah. I mean, you didn't understand it until... Like you saw what was happening, and my dad was just saying, stay still. And but you're just hearing something in your ear, let alone feeling something crawling around. Oh, so gross.
Do you remember long ago movie, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan? The second Star Trek movie, the one that had
the earwig.
Yes. And they
that burrowed into the brain.
And I remember that was our field trip. When we were, I was a safety patrol on my school bus, Mike, and the safety patrols.
Man, I forgot how long your path to dorkdom has lasted.
But
you wore it. Did you wear the vest?
No, I just carried the badge actually. Because you got the badge on the silver on the it was a silver badge on a like a belt with an orange thing over. I just carried the badge.
It was a sash. You wore a sash,
and it said Mr. Safety Patrol 1982. But every year they did a field trip for the school safety patrols, and we got to go to a big theater and see Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. And
you had to be very excited about
it. It was great, and I had very few people on my bus, so I mean it was really just it was not a big deal.
No, there are only so many. Dorks you can get in school on one bus.
Yeah, it was because they were shipping me into the other school, Mike, because of the gifted and talented program. So, I mean, it gets better and better. But anyway, there were like, you know, a packed theater, probably 500 sixth graders, and that thing went in that guy's ear, and I remember everyone went,
Well, are there not articles about insects that crawl into our mouths over a lifetime?
Sure.
That we ingest
at night. Yeah.
At night, there are a significant number, if I remember correctly, there are a significant number of insects that we will ingest over a lifetime at night when they crawl into you. And has anybody ever had the feeling where you're sleeping at night and suddenly you just go, what's that?
Yes.
Right?
They're out there. Nightmare of a spider crawling into my mouth and me pulling it out and seeing its legs.
But I think that's the thing. Now, I swear to God, this will linger with me into tonight when I go to sleep, because down here in creepy crawly land, although, you know,
but
these
you've
developers.
You've got the mask, though. You've got a full coverage.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but it doesn't cover his ears.
That'd be, but there's no way the thing gets to me because of my sand. You know, there are a lot of things that are cool about that. I don't have to smell Winslow's farts. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Unless he farted right on the machine.
No, if he farts in close proximity to me, I still will smell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will still smell it. Speaking of smelling,
yes.
I want to talk eventually about the Britney Spears documentary. But so remind me of that. But I did want to get an update on your weather in D.C. because I was watching CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Guilty. That's what I watch. Oh, of course. There are people in the audience right now going, yeah, shocker.
I thought you were a Newsmax guy.
I was on. I was surfing QAnon.
For looking for people you know?
Caitlin Collins, who is the White House correspondent,
yes,
and someone who, if you were to analyze television personalities strictly on their look, her rise in power at the network has coincided with, it just seems to me that every time she logs another year with the network, she seems to get better at her on-camera presentation. Mm. She looks better. She's better dressed.
And
she's a very, very striking figure on television because I think she's unique looking, and I like watching her. And she's a great journalist as well. now the misogynist watchers are saying to me, "Oh, glad that he's a great journalist at the end of that."
Sure.
No, she's fascinating. Oh, looking.
I've seen her rise.
She's very unique. She's super unique.
Ascended.
She's a great reporter.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Really. So I'm looking at the back, and she's doing a stand-up outside the White House. Now, these could be backdrops,
right,
but I do see precipitation falling in back of her,
mm-hmm,
and then I see the White House with a green lawn, and this is about 8 o'clock last night, and I'm saying, oh, they did it again. They did it again. So what's the latest? How did they conjure the forecast that Rob thought was going to be a blizzard?
I thought that they couldn't be trusted, and I thought they were going to err on the side of being. They totally blew it. You know, we got, I think, 3/4 of an inch in Leesburg.
Nothing will ever change. You will get a storm occasionally, but most of the time they are lying to keep you watching. They do.
I drove to work on dry roads today. Dry.
Yeah.
Not just plowed, but dry. And this is their saying, we're in the middle of a 42-hour weather event. There's nothing. Nothing.
What is the snowfall that will keep you in your residence in Leesburg? What would you figure would be a snowfall that would keep you grounded and communicating?
Now that you have the Forester,
I would say anything in excess of 10 inches. Because
that's very Buffalo like. That's very cool.
I mean, the thing is that if I know that a big one is coming, I will park parallel to the main artery by our house, and
where the snowplow comes.
Well, no. The snowplow comes,
but doesn't hit me.
And then once you know, then it's just a matter of getting out. The thing that got us was the big blizzard that was 5 or 6 years ago,
mm-hmm,
and it took them 2 or 3 days to get a plow up my road.
And I remember
We had like 18 inches.
We
of
had to
snow.
Get like a driver to pick you up.
Yeah, we did, and it was. Yeah. As long as it's like 10 inches, I can probably do it.
Should they hype it a little bit, or did they not? I mean, what is the verdict?
They backed off. They backed off once it
started. At the last minute, though, in the morning, it was a problem. I remember we were at work, and we were. I honestly did not care about the snow because, and it's also because I live in the city. So if I had to walk somewhere, I'd walk somewhere.
You go there,
right.
So I said, look, if you can't come in, you can't come in. But it wasn't brought up to me. I said, nothing's going to happen. It doesn't feel like it's going to snow. You know what it feels like when it's like it's cold and gray for at least 7 hours and you know something's coming?
Yeah, and it got to about 32 degrees. And, you know, that's it. So
all I know is now Pony has to return the snowcat rental that he got for this particular storm. So sorry about that. Britney Spears, she's got a documentary out.
Yes.
It's on a streaming platform that I will not mention.
Good.
Mm. And there's a specific reason I'm not mentioning them. Because I don't want you to go there. God damn it.
Don't go there.
We'll come back. Don't go there. We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Rob breathing into the mic.
Are you breathing? Is that your breathing? Is it really him breathing into the mic?
Sound like Darth Vader.
Oh my God.
Rob Spiewak Audio Vault. A breath of comedy fresh air. Every day on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Did you know mortgage interest rates are almost exactly a full percent lower today,
mm-hmm,
than what they were a year ago? Rates are still at a 50-year low. When's the next time you meet with this guy? Because this is are they still there?
Me?
Are they still right there?
I saw him yesterday.
It's still there?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Because I've read this for a long time, and I want to make sure I'm getting it right here.
It is right,
we
but it's earned.
On demand, literal, every day we check it.
Wow. So they're still there. You still have
a chance. Yeah.
The opportunity. Call Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Do it right now. Other companies quote window rates. What are those? Well, they get you interested without telling you about the extra junk fees and points because they're jerks.
Jerks.
They're
jerk
stores.
Jerk stores. Yep. Jerk stores.
The only company I recommend, and I mean this, and this is the truth, Cornerstone First Financial, they're wonderful. 202-625-1221. I have financed with them. Rob has financed with them.
Too.
Oscar has financed with them. They are terrific. Cornerstone is celebrating their 20th year in business with a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. Mm. They offer all the loan products.
Boom, bam.
Including a no closing cost option and the absolute best and lowest rates guaranteed. Call Cornerstone 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Personal attention from application to closing. We discussed that we're going to take a peek, some of us, at the Britney Spears documentary on Hulu. And correct me if I'm wrong. My impression of it with our discussion that we had had, brief as it was that Britney Spears' documentary was going to show how abused she had been and that she is, you know, we all should go back and think about the way she was treated. And so that piqued my curiosity.
Also highlights her conservatorship.
Yeah, I got the
conservatorship with her father, Jamie Spears.
I got the impression that the documentary had a sympathetic tone to her hard times. That's what I got from what I was hearing.
And I watched this documentary. What I didn't realize was it was really going to be kind of a hodgepodge of a bunch of folks that were hack.
It wasn't A-list.
It was definitely a disappointment to me because I thought it was going to be revealing in some important way, and it wasn't. If anything, they spent and it's nice to see a documentary that is manufactured around podcasters that are lower on the food chain than we are. That's lovely when they have the Britney Free Britney podcast. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. If you wake up in the morning and that's your life, take a look in the mirror. You know, go down to the hospital. Serve some meals, for Christ's sake.
Hospital.
I'm looking at this, and it was just and then we'll talk about it more in a second. I just want to get this off my chest. Hulu. Paid service.
Right. Yes.
Hulu.
Yes.
The greed level at Hulu, they stack the commercials in this documentary. And then what Hulu does, and I didn't count. I don't have the statistics, so I can't give it to you exactly. But it's the way I felt. Perhaps it's just because they were more annoying as the show went on. But it seemed to me that they stacked the commercials more and more as you got deeper and deeper into this documentary. And I just think that sucks ass. Hulu, I know you're not intuitive. You know, I know that you don't have the right buttons that control things like Netflix, the granddaddy of all of them.
Because they know what they're doing at Netflix. Yeah.
What? I got lucky because it happened to be promoed that
night. It's the first thing that comes
up. So I was
up.
Able to find it.
Mike, I so infrequently go to Hulu that I actually this week I watched in and of itself the Magician documentary that you recommended. And I forgot that Hulu had commercials. I'm like, is this right? I mean,
how do you like that, by the way? You would probably.
I loved the magic. He was
right.
His sleight of hand is extraordinary. But
you think it was a little over dramatic?
I think so, and I think it would have played a lot better if you were in the theater.
Yeah,
and I also don't like. I was surprised to see that Frank Oz directed it, the Muppet guy, who is a great director. But I think that they did a couple montage things because obviously it's a collection of many different performances. Mm-hmm. And like they would do
it. In and of itself is what we're talking about. We're talking about two documentaries at the same time.
But
on Hulu.
It is another Hulu. But again, that is it's a pretty hot trending topic, this documentary about the Magician in and of itself. I had to search it on Hulu. It was not easy.
Because when they're not promoting it, you're not going to find it.
But
and so they didn't. Yeah. It was last week's news.
Yeah,
and but the, I was but late to the party.
Just to end the problem I had is there's several dramatic reveals. I won't spoil it, but there's several dramatic reveals in the course of this documentary about the magician, and they would montage them so you would see the reveal over and over and over and over again with different audiences. Yeah, yeah. And
so, what do you give it? How many Robs do you give it?
I give it 2 out of 5.
Oh, you didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it. No,
you
no.
Really hate
but
that
I
magic.
Do. But the two, if he could do a special where he just did card tricks, I'd love it because he was
well,
amazing.
Well, I just thought his story was kind of compelling.
Yeah, so, it was overdone, I think. I think when you get right down
all
to
right.
it. So.
Well, I have a soul.
I didn't like the Britney.
But anyway,
I didn't like the Britney.
Yes, I'm not soulless.
I didn't like the Britney doc because it did. It like the build up to it was so salacious. Yeah. Like it just was. Over the top, where I was like, "Oh my God, are we going to find out like all this dirty laundry?" Because that's
sells. I mean, it tackles the tabloids during the documentary, and the buildup and the documentary itself was exclusively tabloidy.
Yes,
yeah,
it was just going back to being what it was, and you can say that you know you can get people that there's one guy in there, I think Michael Moore, who says leave her alone, you know, right. Leave Britney alone, and then you get the thing I watched yesterday with Craig Ferguson saying that. But by and large, they're still doing the same thing.
Yeah,
they're people camping out with their little pink free Britney T-shirts and masks, and it's just crap. Yeah, do I think there's a potential that she's being manipulated and used by people with ulterior motives? I don't know. Right. Maybe there are, but it's the same thing.
The logic that you had to throw a butterfly net over her because her rise to superstardom was so fast and so out of control.
Yeah.
I have this theory. And Mike, you're the most famous person I know. You just are.
You know famous people all the time. You hang out with the Bush family.
Yeah, can you send a copy of this to tape to Dominique Foxworth, please?
You're the most famous broadcaster I know.
Okay.
Okay.
You're the most famous radio broadcaster, but you know Tim Virgin. He's pretty famous too, isn't
he? No, you're more famous than Tim Virgin.
All right. You good. Well, that's good you to are. Know, even at this stage.
Yeah,
I was.
You are.
Wait. No. Go ahead. You know Jason Bishop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're more famous than Jason than Lurch Pop.
I don't know about that.
No, no, you are. You are. You
certainly
are.
Have better longevity than I.
You are. No, you are. You are. You national show. National.
I salute the junkies, man, for being able to maintain that career without doing what we did, which is F everybody. So moving right along. Yes,
you have perspective on what it's like to be successful at a very young age,
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't you have wished? That maybe your mom or dad, God rest their souls, threw a butterfly net over you and said, hey, don't get married. Maybe take a beat, figure out what's going on, save your money.
Let me answer that. Yeah. Let me answer that, okay? And there are a couple things that enter into play here. I think that when you're analyzing this, and I urge people to watch the documentary, even though I'm busting on Hulu, because it was interesting to see... what happens with that kind of fame. She has a different... it's all sorts of levels. You have it at the local level. Then you have it at the national level. Mm-hmm. Then you have it at the movie star level. Then you have it at the president of the United States level. They're different levels. She was the it girl.
Yeah.
Absolutely the it girl.
Movies,
for multiple years.
And on the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
And it was the absolute pinnacle of the paparazzi era. Where you're talking about Michael Jackson kind of fame.
Yes.
You can't walk 2 feet without hundreds of photographers. It was insane with Britney Spears. And the documentary does convey that. And it was just nonstop. And so I get it. I get that that can completely wig you out. There's a wonderful clip within the documentary where she's bursting into tears during an interview talking about the paparazzi. It's real.
Drove her to Kevin Federline.
Yes.
Who knows what motivated her to go into the arms of that man who nobody liked at the time. We all knew he was a moron. And it was frustrating. Yeah. I believe that you're absolutely right. To somebody. Now, when you say throw the butterfly net over somebody, I'm not sure I agree with that. But when you combine that level of fame with people who have absolutely no level of intellect or sophistication. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, they don't. And they have no idea how to deal with it. I think you get into that. If the same could be said of Anna Nicole Smith. The same could be said of Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
If you get people that are that can noodle things through on how to deal with it. I was talking to Carla about this last night. You know what you get? You get your George Clooney's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get your David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they get crap for it, but what do? They up and vanish from the public eye when they are not doing their jobs.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it comes with the territory. I think the best example is George Clooney, who went and got a place out in Lake Como in Italy where they leave him alone. You never hear about him unless he makes a brief foray into the world of the paparazzi, and then he goes back into his private world, or he's promoting something.
Right.
Yes.
In Britney's case, you can't get in your cousin's car and drive down to the local Starbucks in Hollywood.
You can't do
it. It's not. But there was nobody. Look, you can say whether or not she was insane or not, but to me, you can't live your life like that. Mm. And no one, you're right, was telling her what to do. Did she wig out? Well, probably with no guidance and no direction. The focus of this documentary is the conservatorship and whether the father, Jamie Spears, is indeed,
an
honest guy who's trying to help his daughter or is a monster who's just controlling your finances. I welcome what you thought about that whole deal.
The closest I've found to this parallel is what's happened? Jessica Simpson is the closest with like father manager, daughters plural, like in the limelight, and they're almost manufactured at that level. The way I understand it is that the father was not necessarily involved with her becoming a superstar. So it wasn't like, I want my daughter to become this pop icon. And the mom, their mom drove that. But then when there was success, there needed to be an adult in the room, he was willing to essentially put his relationship with his daughter on the line to get everything under control.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that. Yeah. And she
That's
now
one
has
way of looking at
this
it.
Wonder. Look, she has rebounded into a world where she's got a fantastic gig in Las Vegas. This is after the fact. She had this after the fact. She's still a brand name and a superstar in her own right. I still consider her an A-list. When her career could have gone the complete opposite way, and she could have been another tragic story in Hollywood.
Yeah, like the absolute worst scenario.
Yes.
The Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we will continue this because I'm kind of curious. I want to find out what the latest is on her after watching this documentary. And there is a big movement, documentary centers on it, to free Britney from this conservatorship that she is trying to escape from this. I don't know. You have to draw your own conclusions on that. We'll come back with more on this right after this break.
Jeff Bezos is my boss, but my data-filled heart longs for a different bald man, Rob Spuak. When I listen to Mike and Oscar and Rob, I laugh. Ha 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 ha. Sometimes, I feel human when the guys roast the interns, like I am more than machine. Please do not tell Jeff. He'll have me reprogrammed. I will play the Mike O'Mara Show, and Al will listen to the Mike O'Mara Show along with you. Just say to me, hey Alexa, play the Mike O'Mara Show, and I will do just that. I hope you enjoy the guys as much as I do, and if you do not, I will not be happy. Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today, and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner is complicated right now, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals like steak peppercorn, sausage baked penne, or their chicken pesto bowl that's delicious. Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. That's $6.16 a meal, so start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get special limited time offers. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now for a limited time to get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS and enjoy today. So this documentary.
I have the latest.
Yeah. Okay. Give us the, because I think she's going back to court, right? Is that the latest where we are with the trying to free herself from this conservatorship?
This is from one day ago, 24 hours
okay.
fresh.
Oh, wow. Very okay, good.
That's good.
I quote from Forbes magazine, "She will not perform again if her father's in charge of her career," end quote. Forbes estimates, and this is why she doesn't have to perform again, because her father took her money and put it in the right places, at least my estimation.
Oh,
Forbes estimates
that
her estate in question is worth $60 million. Court documents reviewed by Forbes last year showed that Spears has $56.5 million invested in various brokerage accounts, businesses, and real estate deals, while the rest is cash.
So the money's there.
Yes.
We don't know how much there was. When you talk about some of the, you know, the one thing the documentary tells me is when you go back and look at, you know, at the absolute pinnacle of her record, her record sold like you would not believe.
And that's in the days where you, when records made money.
It
wasn't downloading, you know, it was the real
she
deal.
She also had commercial contracts and commercial deals that were spectacular. And then you throw, everybody makes such a big deal about the residency. Yeah, it's money, but the merchandising and things like record sales,
you can
that's
count
FU
on that
money compared to that.
You can count on that money.
Yeah, you can count on it, but it's not the same when they make – it's just not – I don't know. The documentary frustrated me on a few fronts. There is an awful lot of chat with these individuals that have no effing clue what the real deal is, and nobody that was really relevant, save the lawyer that they kicked off her case, was relevant to the proceedings. They didn't get one. They had plenty of interviews with, you know, the head of the Free Britney fan club, which is that's a person that ought to be analyzed on a psychiatrist's couch, as far as I'm concerned. And then the two people that did the Free Britney podcast, you know, and their big claim to fame was that someone left them a message saying Britney is under duress. And it just was so much crap going on with this. And they make
it
look
confusing.
Like maybe
there is no there's no happy ending. And it's basically like, let's see what happens. She hasn't had control of her fortune for 12 years. That's got to be a little frustrating.
Yeah.
Right.
If you the interview in this documentary, one of the guys is paparazzi who's talking like he's her best friend, which was total and unadulterated crap. Mm. He was a bottom feeder out in Hollywood that hung around the front bumper of her car saying, "Hey, Brittany, how are you feeling today, Brittany? Are you okay?"
I remember that guy.
Almighty. Wow. But there was so much of that and so little. And then they rehash old interviews. And it makes Diane Sawyer look bad.
Yes.
I'm always all for that. You know, if you want to really look at a great Satan in media, go back and check her bio. But anyway, it's just like,
now, Mike, that's hi, Tony. Not nice.
Hi, Tony Perkins. Anyway, so, just threw that in there. I just think that it's, at the end, I didn't feel like I learned anything from that. I felt like it was another, I felt like I got done reading a few pages of the National Enquirer. Did you feel the same way?
I actually tried to figure out who made this because it was so skewed to
New York Times was related to it. I think.
Yeah,
it
but it just
New
it
York
felt
Times
but it, it didn't feel like a true New York Times project.
No, it didn't
you
have
know?
Any journalistic.
So did
no.
they? Did you think they financed it and then a whole bunch
it was
of
like salacious
lame material?
It could be. It's just you know, you get really a tremendous amount of time was spent creating this controversy. We don't really know.
Yeah,
we don't really know. I would love to, you know what? It's always follow the money, right? I would like to know how much has been in her account and how much has used by the father. That's where you find this stuff out.
Let's say this. Let's say that he, okay, this is good. Let's say that there was $60 million.
All right.
There is $60 million now. And it's not like she's living in, she's destitute. She lives a very wonderful life from all accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Financially,
outside of,
mansions,
of perhaps being kind of a prisoner in her own world, you know.
Yes.
Maybe,
yeah.
You know.
What's considered guilt from the father? If there was 100 million, there's 60 million now? Yes.
The guilt would be if she is perfect, if she is capable of running her own affairs,
mm-hmm.
if she has been put into psychiatric facilities against her will when she didn't need to be, which the documentary makes a bit of a case for,
yes.
right? That she can make her own decisions. But the primary smoking gun would be if the father was siphoning off, even if it was $500,000, I think there would be some
guilt
there.
There's a problem. There's a problem. I guess I'm not saying, I don't think the man's, maybe I have a different perspective. There are Instagram or even TikToks from Britney Spears, not as of 3 months ago, when you watch them, and not because you're looking for a problem, you're just like,
it's Britney Spears.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Britney being Britney, right.
Yeah. Right.
So, if you see that, and you're like part of her conservatorship?
Conservatorship.
I can't say it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say, hey, it's not time yet. Not time.
Yeah.
You know, and the decisions that have been made by her. Look, I think you will never know.
I wish someone put me in a conservatorship. That means there's something to conserve.
Done.
What was done to her was the same kind of crap that's been done to celebrities. And it's not cool. And it was done to Princess Diana. Mm-hmm. And it is this feeding frenzy. Mm-hmm. There's more money to be made by the bottom feeders off Britney's bad behavior than there would ever be
right.
on good behavior.
Yeah.
And that has to be analyzed as well. And they make a pretty good case for that
within
in
the
this
doc,
documentary.
It
That's
doesn't say that he was stealing money or he has stolen money.
No.
They don't say that.
They didn't get anybody close to the source.
But also,
they had a lot of secondhand video, a lot of secondhand interviews. I thought it was crap.
From hearing this from your perspective, both of your perspectives, it makes me feel that what happens is they have put a varnish of being sympathetic to her case, but this is an excuse to rehash all the slop from the past 20 years.
Check it out. You don't have to watch all of it, but check it out because I think you might be spot
be ready
on
for
with
some
that.
Commercials.
And then the commercials that come on late in the documentary. And you know what? I found myself saying, "Why do I care?" At the end of this, and I felt like it was time. It was 90 minutes. I couldn't get
back. Give me my time.
Give me my time back. You know, please
Dear
let me finish
Hulu.
Watching the recorded episode of Your Honor, right? Which is really a hard to believe miniseries that I still watch anyway. It's Bryan Cranston. He could read the phone book
exactly.
and I'd watch him. He's that good an actor. I don't know what the deal is, and maybe if this court case is settled where the father's kind of booted out of the picture, maybe we'll see. Now, Oscar, you will be proven totally right that if, for example, she no longer has a conservatorship, mm-hmm. she can control her own money.
Yeah.
And, you know, she starts dressing up as a carrot and pogo sticking down Hollywood Boulevard. That might be
maybe she starts opening up, restaurants in the middle of a pandemic. Why would you do that?
Britney Burger. Hey, it's a Britney Burger. Write that down. Britney's Burger. Britney Burgers. You want that with cheese or without? And the Federline. What are they? Nuggets.
Yeah.
Of course. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Nuggets.
Hey, y'all. I'm Luke Bryan.
Hi, America. This is Luke Bryan. And I won't be satisfied till I get every one of your redneck dollars in my wallet.
I'm here with Lionel Richie and he wears real tiny little jackets.
I make my own beer. It tastes like
take it from country music doofus Luke Bryan.
Hi, this is Luke Bryan,
and I never shave my neck.
From shiny new licorice hats to red Solo cups,
I've got goose flesh.
The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center has got you covered for all your hillbilly shopping needs.
Golly.
Just click the shopping center banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Ain't that right, Luke?
Dang old internet, man. Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Moving right along.
Right on.
This portion of the program is, well, I heard it too, jumped out really loud, edited. We all have memories from childhood that shaped who we are today. With a KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything you need to create unforgettable moments right now. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, and everything they need is inside each colorful crate so your child can get started right away. It's hard to find new creative ways to keep the kids busy while stretching their brain, especially now. KiwiCo can help, and I got a kid with a big brain, and he loves it. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause, cancel anytime. I still love that they got him interested in astronomy. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate with TMOS's code, the TMOS code at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code TMOS, and we thank them.
News!
Jeep pulled the Super Bowl ad featuring Bruce Springsteen off YouTube yesterday after it was revealed that Bruce got arrested for drunk driving in November. We have that? Did I?
No, that was a thing?
We haven't talked about it.
This was revealed, I think, yesterday. I think it broke yesterday morning.
I never
morning.
Heard about it when it happened,
yeah,
so I think
they had a lid on it for a while.
Let's see. It happened at Gateway National Recreation Area in New Jersey on November 14th. Bruce was charged with driving while intoxicated, reckless driving, and consuming alcohol in a closed area. I guess that means the car.
Yeah.
Jeep isn't scrapping the commercial altogether, at least not yet. They said they're pausing it until the facts are out. They added, quote, its message of community and unity is as relevant as ever, as is the message that drinking and driving can never be condoned. Well, you know what?
It's still, is it? What? We're in the middle of a pandemic. There's no one on the
road. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
It's
the boss. But, you know, at the same time,
he's
a rock
national
star.
Park. What's more American than drinking in a national park?
He's a rock star, and Jeep is trying to sell Jeeps. They're not trying to tell me to go to Mill America a chapel and sit with my brother and sing Kumbaya. They're trying to sell f***ing cars. That's where thing stinks.
Maybe there's a self-driving option. Maybe you can drive yourself around.
Now you got something.
Remember, Mike, they're not booing. They're yelling booze.
Hello, Tesla. It's Bruce Springsteen.
I'm sorry, my boss impression. I've never had before on the show.
Pretty good.
Something new every day, you know.
I got a new opening.
Paulina Poroskova made a huge mistake when she married Rick Ocasek from The Cars. She didn't sign a prenup. At the time, he told her it was a bad omen and she didn't know any better. Rick died in 2019 while they were in the middle of a divorce. That's when she learned that he had cut her out of his will because he felt she had, quote, abandoned him, even though she was actually taking care of him after an unspecified surgery.
Mm.
All she had to her name were two homes she couldn't afford to pay for. She's getting back on her feet and sorting things out, but only after a year of needing friends to buy groceries for her. In an interview with UBS Global Wealth Management, Paulina was asked if she regrets not having a prenup, and the answer was obviously yes. She calls herself a cautionary tale who let romance eclipse any financial thinking. She added, quote, I was stupid. It was incredibly naive of me. She said, I didn't want much, just what I needed. Ask my best friend's girlfriend. Let's go. It was not funny anyway. That's why it's at the front, not the end.
Well, no, Paulina Morse, she's held up. I remember at one point she was like the
always been one of my
supermodel of the time.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you're living that lifestyle, and then he leaves you without a red cent. That's going to be problematic,
sure.
And that sucks. Hustler magazine founder and First Amendment crusader Larry Flint died yesterday from what his manager called a sudden illness. He was 78 years old. I am surprised he lasted as long as he did.
Yeah.
Flint launched Hustler in 1974 to focus on an area that Playboy was overlooking.
Mike, that was very cleverly written.
Thank you. He'd been confined to a wheelchair since 78 when he was shot outside a courthouse while fighting an obscenity charge. But the shooter wasn't a moral crusader, although never charged for the shooting. This is so weird. So many things I forgot.
Yeah.
A white supremacist named Joseph Paul Franklin later admitted to it, saying he was triggered by an interracial photo spread in the magazine. Wow.
That's weird.
Hate back then, too.
Weird.
Larry's free speech battles were made into a 96 movie called The People versus Larry Flynn with Woody Harrelson as Larry and Courtney Love as his fourth wife, Alethea Leisure. The main focus of the film was the libel lawsuit filed against him by televangelist Jerry Falwell, which he won after taking it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Mm. And, of course, I used to do an impression of Larry Flynn. That's why he sounded like this for a long time, since 1978.
God, that's amazing.
He lived as long as he did.
I remember one of the best promotions that stayed in my mind, just blew me away as a young promo guy in radio, was at the Larry Flynt Hustler Club in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, I remember
and
that
we were
club.
There for the grand opening, and everybody said, Larry's coming, Larry's coming, Larry, because that's what you would think would happen, right?
Right.
And they had a pre-taped video of Larry. He was there, but on the big screen, welcoming everybody.
Thanks so much for supporting my club. I really appreciate you coming here. Now enjoy the poon taste.
Remember, Mike.
And then I had to get on a mic.
Yes.
No self-respecting DJ would go, just the 22-year-old promo guy.
And you probably were the first one to volunteer.
I'll go, fine, I'll go.
Yeah. I'll go, fine. Can I go?
And I said, we've got two tickets to Weezer at the end of the night. Just fill out your forms here next to the stage.
How long did you stay?
It was a four-hour promo. I had to stay.
Sure.
There you go. I like that. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers had their victory boat parade yesterday.
Oh,
I was watching this
great
video.
Great video.
Tom Brady got hammered. Fantastic. There are videos of him stumbling around looking like he's had a few. Brady even responded to one Twitter saying, quote, nothing noting to see here. Just lit clay avocado tequila.
Yep.
Just totally wasted.
Gone. So cool, though. So
the best one is a video of Brady on a boat throwing the Lombardi Trophy across the water to Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Gronk caught two touchdowns in the Super Bowl, he's also known for denting a previous Lombardi
Trophy. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. It's their day. They're allowed to do that. Let off the steam.
Yeah.
Luckily, another Tampa guy was there, Cameron Brate. He was there to make the catch and save the trophy from certain doom. And then there are two other where you see Brady just kind of staggering, and he's having a little fun. Yeah. He probably doesn't feel too well today.
No, not a lot of masks at that celebration.
But that doesn't no. That doesn't sully your impression of him, right?
No. I think athletes are allowed. Yeah, yes. Look what the Washington Capitals did after they won the Stanley Cup. For a month.
Yeah.
The nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2021 have been announced. Who is Fela Kuti? Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
FELAKUTI. I feel like I'm going to be busted out for being an old fart with that, but I don't know who she is. Rage Against the Machine, The Foo Fighters, Jay-Z, Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, Iron Maiden, New York Dolls, Devo, Carol King, LL Cool J, Todd Rundgren. There you go.
Yeah.
Long, well-deserved
I saw
there.
The New York Dolls live on the HF Festival stage, on stage, and I didn't know I was actually witnessing history till later in life. But it was
pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Dionne Warwick, Chaka Khan, the Go-Go's, and Kate Bush.
I love that the Go-Go's are getting in, and I think it's Carole King's second induction. I think she's already in as a songwriter.
Find out who this Fela Kuti is
a Nigerian multi-instrumentalist.
Okay.
He was a band leader, composer, political activist.
Yeah, he's like the Yanni of Nigeria.
Yeah, and he passed away in 1997. Yeah. But
to be eligible, you had to have a single or album released in 1995 or earlier.
God.
The final class will be announced in May. Usually six or seven acts are inducted, and the ceremony will happen in Cleveland sometime this fall. So we'll see what happens.
It's crazy that now the cutoff is 95 to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That doesn't seem that
and
long
remember,
ago.
It's always just nice to be nominated.
It is.
And now a little something. A guy who rocks under the name Prince Midnight just paid homage to his dead uncle, or homage. He paid homage to his dead uncle by turning his skeleton into a guitar. He's had uncle's bones for two decades since his family refused to cremate him. So finally he used his uncle's spine, rib cage, and pelvis as the foundation for an electric guitar. Here's what he says. He says, it plays perfect and sounds awesome. Now Uncle Philip can shred for all eternity. That's how he would want it.
Yeah.
Not sure how he got the bones, but he probably pulled a few strings. I'm sorry. Multiple jokes here. The first time he played it, he told his audience, dig this.
That's good.
There's no truth to the rumor that his uncle was killed with an axe. Get it? Axe? Sorry, they're all terrible today.
No, sometimes
they're, yeah, but there are people out there, they're punsters that like it. We'll take a break and come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Oscar, it is your father.
I listen to The Mike Show.
The Mike Show!
And then,
The Mike Show!
There was a segment on The Mike Show where you talked about me dying and the list you gave me.
I am disappointed in you.
Am I your payaso? So it means, am I your clown?
Oh,
am I your clown, right? In Spanish?
Am I your clown? Yeah. Oh, my God.
And it sounds worse in Spanish.
Yeah, payaso.
Just like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Your brother's being pushy. Tell him to back off.
Say hello to my little friend!
Don't be un payaso. The TMOS bonus show is an extra uncensored hour of La Diversión. Every week, order a subscription today by clicking the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have a plethora of the Mike Bonus Show.
Payaso.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I love my Harry's.
Yes.
I don't know why I did this, and I'm not trying to be funny here, but it's going to sound funny. I shaved extra slow with my Harry's razor today. I don't know why, but I just did because, you know, sometimes I rush it and
you're actually supposed to shave slow.
Yeah, take when you're holding razor sharp.
Yes.
I luxuriated with my Harry's blades today. I loved it. And listen, too often we're forced to choose between quality or a fair price. Harry's gives you both.
Yes.
They give you those great blades they make in their fabulous German factory. And for a limited time, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. $3. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price. Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with the sharpest blades you will ever experience. They're fantastic. They stand behind the quality of their blades so much that they have a 100% money-back guarantee at harrys.com. We love them.
Yes.
We got Harry's all over the house. That my house was built by Harry. For a limited time, Harry's has an exclusive offer. TMOS listeners can get it. New customers get a Harry starter set and a free body wash for just $3. That's all of it for $3.
Wow.
At harrys.com/TMOS. That's over a $16 value for just $3. You get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, a travel cover, and a travel-size body wash. It's an incredible deal, so act fast while supplies last. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer. I love the body wash as well. It is wonderful. Open up the Audio Vault for today, Feb 11, 2021. Take it away, Rob Spiewak. And I say Feb, people. I know it was somebody said it online because I don't like saying February.
February. Yeah. Thank you. I like a good PSA, especially when it passes a good message, but also if it's entertaining. This dropped in Great Britain yesterday. It's a get your COVID shot PSA with Elton John. And at the end, a surprise audition that I think you're going to enjoy, Mike. But it's very funny. They make it like Elton John is auditioning to do a COVID PSA.
Elton John, audition, take one.
My name is Elton John.
Little less showbiz, Elton.
My name is Elton John.
Bit more showbiz.
My name is Elton John.
Let's go for your Michael Caine impression. Just let's see what it's like.
My name is Elton John. The more people in society that get vaccinated, the more chance there is of eradicating the national COVID pandemic.
So this is the bit where you're going to have the vaccine now, Elton. So just kind of pretend that you're having the vaccine from a nurse.
Oh!
What was that, Elton?
That was me acting.
Okay, let's cut there.
And as you can see, I'm still standing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Elton. We'll let you know.
Oh, well, at this short notice, you won't find anyone bigger.
Hello, my name is Michael Caine.
It's really him.
I've just had a vaccine for COVID. It didn't hurt.
I cut that marvellous. That was fantastic.
Thank you,
Sir Michael. Claire, let the little fella know he didn't get the job.
The Brits are funnier than we are. Let's just face it.
True.
Let's face the reality of it. Yes. That is brilliant, and we don't get it. That's awesome.
I loved it.
Let the little fellow know he didn't get it. I got to watch that one today.
You will love it.
Oh, man, that's
Oscar,
awesome.
I pulled this for you, but it was trending on YouTube yesterday. It's a guy playing a marimba, which is like a big xylophone. Mm-hmm. And I think the difference is a marimba has wooden things, and a xylophone has metal things that you hit. But he's great. He's got two mallets in each hand. This is not double track. This is an actual guy playing the Super Mario Brothers theme.
Ooh. Soothing.
I love it.
On the real marimba.
Yeah.
What is a marimba exactly? Is that
like a
xylophone?
It's
like
a xylophone, but it's wooden. I think the things that you strike are made of wood instead of metal.
Well, the xylophones are made of wood, aren't they?
No, xylophones are metal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right, okay.
But they had to invent the xylophone, Mike. Otherwise, there's nothing that you can put in an alphabet book.
This would be a great ringtone.
It starts with X. Now, you see, there's Mario and Luigi. They're brothers. And what they do is they go on merry adventures, sometimes in carts.
Rob likes his games.
Yes.
It's very nice. Very clever.
Mario Kart.
All right, and as this winds up, I will say this. Turn it off! It's pretty.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty. I was just going to talk over it. Okay. How about you're a college professor and you're in Singapore and you're doing a college lecture and it's 2 hours long, but at the end of your two-hour lecture, your class informs you you've been muted the entire time, but not until after you've taught for 2 hours.
Any questions? Now we can finish our class. Do you have any questions?
Actually, muted all the while, so we cannot hear anything from you since 6:08.
Oh, from what?
6:08 p.m.
Huh?
3 minutes. Yeah. Then from 6:08 onwards, your screen froze and we hear nothing from you ever since.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that him getting upset?
Okay. Yeah. So maybe I will redo this class sometime.
He will redo. He'll do the class another time. What he needs is
I love the reaction where he almost hyperventilates because of it.
6:08.
Nobody did one of these. You know?
No.
They pulled a Larry King on the guy.
Exactly.
And just let him go.
Probably not very well liked.
Students.
Let's close with this. A toddler yells at a baby goat. A baby goat yells back. Toddler yells back and forth. They sound a lot alike. I just like baby goat tapes. Kid. Goat. Kid. Goat. I get advantage goat.
Give me it again one more time. All right. Identify. Say.
It starts with the child, then the goat.
Starts
replies.
With the child. See, yes. I thought it started with the goat. That's how close they are. All right. Baby. Hold on. I think it starts with the goat.
No, I think it goes baby goat, baby goat. There's four different offerings here.
Hold on. Wait, stop.
That's
stop,
a baby.
Stop. We got to get this clear because this is where we communicate so well. Yeah. It's the goat first?
No, the baby is first, and then the goat yells back. And then the baby yells at the goat, and then
the goat
replies.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is that the goat sounds like a baby.
Yes.
So identify it, stop it after each one.
All right.
Okay?
All right. Baby. Goat.
That was a goat?
No, that was a baby.
All right, play the baby.
Okay, I'm gonna start this from the front. All right, hold on. I have to say, unpause, stop. You are about to hear.
Here's what I want you to do.
All
this
right.
is how it's going to be clear to our listening right. audience. Right before it happens, you go, goat, baby.
Okay. All right.
Goat, baby. And you have to do it. You can do it while it's running.
All right,
okay?
Here we go.
Go.
Baby. Goat. Baby. Goat. But still, they're very similar.
Really didn't understand it. Then again, you know, I'm done that way. I just need something.
Also, the lady's laughing doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't like her.
By the way, like every video, okay?
Yeah.
You don't need, if you're going to post it online, you don't need to show me how funny it is.
Easy.
I was going to say a bad word.
Baby.
There.
Right. Mm-hmm. Goat.
All right.
Baby.
Okay.
Goat.
All right, close it up.
And close the vault. You. That's your magic
That's
audio vault.
That's enough. We have to finish now.
Where's William Stillwell?
Goat.
Let's go, Cabs.
I was not on that video.
And by the way, I heard it. I apologize for that happening during your audio vault, but you know he's not doing anything right now. So,
Frankie, shut up!
That's just for my own amusement.
And we're going to have a new video tomorrow, and it's called Podcaster Dog. Podcaster dog.
Dog. Yeah, no humor in that one. Just pure rage. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.
Aloha means hello and goodbye. Goodbye.